When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. Real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. Capella University's game-changing FlexPath format helps you learn at your own pace and fit earning a degree into your life. From before you enroll to after you graduate, you'll be supported by people who are invested in your success, so you can pursue your goals knowing that help is available if you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Show, the business podcast that serves you up hot and fresh business lessons every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of The $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today you will learn, when is it a good time to quit? Sometimes things don't work out in business. You got to move on to something that is working. But when do you know when to quit? How long should you stick it out for? Find out in today's lesson, so let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by HostGator. If you're looking to secure a domain name or host a website, HostGator is a great option with their 24/7 live support via chat, phone, and email. They have one-click WordPress installs or even an easy-to-use website builder. HostGator makes it easy for you to get up and running with your website with a credible hosting company. And HostGator is giving listeners of the $100 MBA Show a 30% discount. All you got to do is visit HostGator.com/MBA30. That's a huge discount, 30% off. Just visit HostGator.com/MBA30. Before I get into knowing when to quit, I need to talk about this word quitting. What exactly do I mean by quitting? First of all, I do not mean quitting as an entrepreneur. If you want to be a successful entrepreneur, I don't think you should quit on that. That's your path. That's your journey. There's going to be milestones and challenges along the way. There's going to be some things you're going to take on, some projects, some businesses. You know, you could be an entrepreneur and have more than one business in your lifetime. I'm definitely an example of that. So if you quit something because it's not working and it's taking your time and you're not seeing any revenue, you're not seeing any traction, and it's not the right direction you should be going into, then you really should reevaluate. You haven't quit being an entrepreneur. You just quit that one little thing that's on your journey because you need to focus on something else that's going to take your time. And the whole theory of today's episode is you have a certain amount of time, you have a certain amount of resources, you have a certain amount of money. How do you make sure you're using your time, money, and resources towards something that will give you some success, that will lead to success, that you're not backing the wrong horse, so to speak? I'm very critical about this point because if something's not working in my business, I need to really take a look at it very closely because I don't want to waste any time on something that's not working. I want to spend as much time as possible on the things that are working so my business can grow. But in order for you to see if something's working or not, you need to give it enough time, enough effort. You got to see it to a certain point. So a good example of this is we had a podcast. Nicole and I had a podcast before the $100 MBA Show. And we decided to close out that podcast. We quit it because it was not working. We were spending a lot of time and effort on a podcast that was really not working, and it was not really in our best interest to keep it going. We decided to regroup, replan, refocus, and that's when we created the $100 MBA Show. Now, if we didn't quit that old podcast, we wouldn't have this show. So sometimes quitting something is a good idea, especially if it's not working out for you. But we did the podcast for over 6 months. We had over 45 episodes. It was a weekly podcast, and we met a lot of different people along the way, and we interviewed a lot of different people on the podcast. But after 45 episodes, we gave it a good shake. We had to analyze what's going on. Why is this not getting any traction? And we realized it was the content itself. It was the show format itself. We need to regroup. This is not working. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I created something that is not successful. How can I make it successful? Or how can I make something else that's successful? So you do have to see it through. You do have to actually create the product or create the podcast or create the blog or whatever it is and go to work at it and produce for it. See the feedback that you're getting from your audience. You can't just quit before you even launch. The only exception to this is if you quit before you launch because you realize this is not something you want to do. But if it's something that you want to do, but you just don't have the right ingredients, then I really recommend you see it through. It's a good learning experience. We learned so much in that failed podcast that we were able to produce a lot better podcast with the $100 MBA show. So through that failure, we learned how to do it right. And the best way to look at all of this is that everything is an experiment. In business, we're always experimenting. When a scientist or a researcher is conducting experiments, they don't know what's going to happen, but they need to do it so they can have some sort of result, either positive or negative. It doesn't really matter. What they're trying to do is see a pattern and see what works, what doesn't. And you need to do the same thing in your business. So sometimes when you're experimenting, you're going to stop doing something because that's not working. This is working. And you're only going to know when you start doing things. So my advice when it comes to knowing when to quit is make sure you're tracking your progress consistently. If you don't know how you're progressing, if you're improving or you're declining, you don't know if you should quit or not. So make sure you analyze what's going on in your business on a regular basis. That could be on a weekly basis, that could be on a bi-weekly basis, once a month, but you need to sit down and take a look at what happened, what your results are, and whatever it is. So say, for example, it's a blog. Take a look at your traffic. How many visitors are you getting every day? Is it increasing? Is it decreasing? What about comments? Are you getting engagement? How about social media? Are people sharing your stuff on social media? Are people talking about you on their blogs? Are you being asked to be interviewed on other shows or to write for their other blogs? You got to track if you're getting results. When you're first getting started, any increase is good. If you're seeing traction, if you're getting more visitors, if you're getting more people, you know, subscribing to your blog, these are all indications that, okay, you're moving forward. But if you spend a few months working on the blog and you see no increase whatsoever, you need to analyze what's going on. What can you change? Where do you think the weakness is? You got to make a decision. It doesn't matter, but the point is make a decision, try something out, experiment with something else, change something on the website, change something with your blog post, maybe write about something a little bit different. See if that affects anything. Experiment again. Keep on doing things until you start seeing results. If after a certain time you don't see any results, let's say, for example, you spent 6 months tweaking, experimenting, doing a whole bunch of things, and things are just kind of steady, nothing's changing, nothing's increasing, then you need to reevaluate the whole concept of the blog. Maybe you're not specific enough. Maybe you're not solving a strong enough pain. And maybe you need to reevaluate the whole blog in its entirety. So there's levels of quitting. There's, you know, quitting on writing about that topic and starting a new topic. There's quitting on the way my homepage looks like. Tweaking that, changing that. And then there's quitting on the whole blog. Maybe the blog needs to be revamped. But quitting doesn't mean you just quit and you don't replace it with something. Make sure that you move on into a new project or a new direction. Guys, I got more on this topic, but before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, HostGator. HostGator not only has amazing hosting services and domain name registration, they also have design services. If you don't want to build your own site, or maybe you just want a facelift of your site, HostGator can build your site for you for a very reasonable fee. You get a dedicated designer that contacts you and works with you one-on-one. HostGator also does marketing, SEO services, pay-per-click services. So if you want to get some paid traffic, as well as increase your organic rankings, HostGator can help you out with that as well. And with their 24/7 live support via chat, phone, and email, you can't go wrong. If you're looking for an all-in-one solution, HostGator is the way to go. And they're giving listeners of the $100 MBA show a massive discount, 30% off. All you got to do is visit hostgator.com/MBA30, and you can save 30% on any of their services. That's hostgator.com/MBA30. Guys, it's natural for us not to like the word quitting, because we always grew up with this idea of no one likes a quitter. But again, I want to remind you, you're not quitting on being an entrepreneur. You're quitting on the things that are not working in your business. You're doing it in the interests of your business. You may be quitting something, but you're starting something else. You're pivoting, you're changing direction, because what your ultimate goal is to work on the things that work. Be mindful of this when you're working. Even if you're doing some admin work in your business, find out, is this necessary? Can I do without this? Can I do this differently? Can I change this up to save more time, to be more efficient? Don't be afraid to do that. The best entrepreneurs are the ones that are flexible and are willing to let go of things if it's for the greater good of the business. Guys, thank you for listening to the $100 MBA Show. We appreciate your listenership and subscribing to the show. It means a whole lot to us. So thank you so much for being a part of our community. One of the ways we like to give back is give away a free ride to the $100 MBA training and community. That's a free lifetime membership to all our training, over 180 video lessons, interviews with experts, ask questions anytime, workbooks. And we do this every Friday. We call it Free Ride Fridays. And on every Free Ride Friday, we give away a free ride to the $100 MBA to anyone who's left us an iTunes rating and review to say thank you for showing us some iTunes love. If you want to enter the weekly draw, all you gotta do is leave us an iTunes rating and review. If you're on your iPhone right now, just click on the cover art. You'll see a link in the show notes that says give us an iTunes rating and review. Just click that link and the rest is super easy. Thank you guys in advance for showing your support for the show. Guys, I want to leave you with this. The more I grow as an entrepreneur, the more I realize that business is not black and white. There's a lot of gray areas. There's a lot of things that you need to try and figure out for yourself. On the show, I try to give you as much guidance as possible. I try to give you the right direction. But you have to walk down that path. You have to figure out what's best for you, what works for you, what works for your brand, what works for your personality. And that's part of the journey. You should enjoy that. And you should realize that that's part of being an entrepreneur and the thing that keeps us excited and keeps us going. So don't worry if you don't have all the answers. Don't worry if you're working on something and saying, I don't know if this is really working 100%. Could it be better? Should I change it up? That's okay. That's part of the journey. That's part of the experimentation. Everybody feels that way. Every entrepreneur goes through that. You're not alone. Just keep moving forward. Keep pushing forward. And as long as you're a better entrepreneur than you were yesterday, you're on the right track. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. Take care.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.